if it's too much for certain individuals. If you can, say help, okay?
At least a couple dozen volunteers listen to directions before they bend knees and backs to grab wooden beams sitting underneath the 26-foot solid wood Raven totem pole laying on its back.
For those that are on the sides, we're going to need you guys to switch out if somebody says help, okay? We don't want anybody to get hurt while we move this.
Like pallbearers, the volunteers stand and slowly carry the pole toward a crane waiting to lift and place it on a metal base that sits in front of Gastineau Elementary School. 61 years ago, the school was built on top of Indian Cemetery, a graveyard for the Tlingit Takukwan. Gold Belt Heritage Foundation, the Douglas Indian Association, and the Juneau School District organized the totem pole raising and a ceremony to reflect on social injustices inflicted on the Takukwan. Andrea Cadiente Lighty was keynote speaker at the ceremony. She sits on the Gold Belt Heritage Foundation's board, and she's also the tribal administrator for the Douglas Indian Association. She said construction workers accidentally unearthed three burial sites on the school property in 2012. Five people were in the graves.
One was a young woman, and it was determined by the archaeologists that she died in childbirth. So that leads us to assume that the remains were not just the young mom, but that of her infant.
She said another man was buried with what might have been his prized gun collection. Cadiente Lighty likened building Gastineau Elementary over the cemetery to someone building an office building over Evergreen Cemetery, a 9-acre memorial in Juneau that the city estimates over 8,000 Juneau residents have been buried in. Cadiente Lighty and other speakers also recalled the impacts of the city of Douglas's intentional burning of Douglas Indian Village in 1962, decisions to build roads over graveyards, property loss, the loss of fishing rights, and the suppression of the Tlingit language. Cadiente Lighty said those actions had powerful effects that were passed down to today's generations.
We don't necessarily feel it or see it, taste it, but somehow through our parents we know it's there, so we see their sadness.
It is hoped that raising this Raven totem pole will pay respect to the grievances of the past, restore the Takukwan's ancestral connection to the land, and signal their desire to heal and move forward, culture intact. And Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.